AdReach has launched Support 10,000 Plus, an initiative that will raise funds to assist 3,000 waste packers, 3,000 car guards, 3,000 traffic light waste collectors, and 1,000 homeless people in general. The money generated will be used to provide food and parcels and personal hygiene products like sanitizers, soaps, tissues, masks, and gloves to our fellow South Africans who need it the most. And to make this happen, the AdReach Group has partnered with the Supplier Development Initiative, and SDI Force answered this call to action. Joining me now is AdReach MD Brad Fisher and SDI founder Andile Ramaphosa. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this program. Brad, if we can start with you, tell us perhaps a little bit, or please feel free to interrupt each other and talk through what is really a fantastic initiative to help people that everybody knows someone at a traffic light or at a street corner that's in desperate need. How did this come about? Tell us about it.
Andy, can I kick off with the adopter light all those years ago? So 20 years ago, we started a business called AdReach, which was a business for profit, but it was the aim was to drive community development. And the project started off as adopter light, where you had Sandton City with all the infrastructure in the world, and sadly, much quite similar still today. You had Alexander with not much at all. So the whole idea was allowing corporates branding in Sandton, as long as they put the equivalent number of streetlights up in Alex, and we ran it as a profit. Then shifted on to adopt a project. We started doing things like the Soweto Canoe Club, which became actually a movie was ended up being made out of it called Beyond the River, and then the Wastepreneurs, the Waste Pickers. Round about that,
Brad, 20, we don't have a lot of time. Can we fast forward
so Andy joined us back in 2013, and we moved on to the supply development issues. I'll let you come in there, Andy.
Okay, very well. So in short, taking from where Brad is, this adopter project concept was then developed further. Using technology, technologies like Uber, where you're basically dealing with on-demand services, aggregating SMEs, we then put together this SDI initiative, which is the Supplier Development Initiative. So that focus is really around taking the smallest micro suppliers, SMEs, plumbers, electricians, all of those guys that we typically call the Bucky Brigade, formalizing them and putting them in a scenario where they can do business with large businesses like a McDonald's or an F&B and the like, providing them with services on an ongoing basis. Unfortunately for us as a country and the world, then we were hit by COVID-19. And the effects of that have been detrimental towards SMEs and have been felt by SMEs throughout the country. We as SDI then devised a program called the SDI Force. And SDI Force is really us as business coming together, collaborating as business, and basically embracing SMEs and the poorest of the poorest in our community, putting them in a situation, as you alluded to earlier, where in essence they can trade under COVID-19 conditions, where they are compliant, they are safe. We make sure that our guys can basically deliver medicine, can deliver food packs to the public in a safe way. And obviously a particular focus for us has been the poor and the underprivileged. Brad, do you want to comment?
Yeah, so we started off, I was just going on to one of the initiatives we started back in the day, Wastepreneurs. And then when we heard that the informal waste pickers that we help through one of our SDI programs, when we heard that they would have to be shut down during the period, we suddenly realized last week that there are going to be a lot of guys on the roads. There's 6,000 informal waste pickers, to give you an idea, before we talk about the informal car guards and the chaps, the traffic traders, as we call them, the traffic light traders. So we worked out last week that there needs to be two initiatives urgent. One was raise food, which we've done pretty well on, corporates and private citizens have got involved. So raise foods, team up with the city of Johannesburg, and we've been distributing food packs. But then the second part of it, and as important, was how do you distribute the food packs and how do you do it safely in a COVID environment? So we'd spent a lot of time when Andile and I developed the SDI model, working with the Ubers of the world and the Loadits. We had a thing called SDI compliancy, which we still do, which means although, for example, a platform like SweepSop, which is the Uber for cleaners, although they have their own compliancy, we would take it one level up and then really put the cleaners in a position where they could actually service businesses we'd make them SDI compliant. In the same way, we're not repurposing 50,000 people that are operating through the platforms that we work with, the Ubers, the Sweepsouths, the Lotus, and the like, and we're making them SDI compliant, COVID compliant, which has been quite a task. So there is no real COVID compliance a textbook that you could find in the world. We've been checking with World Health Organization, etc., because nowhere else in the world are they really using these sort of formalized informal traders to fight the good fight. So we've been desperately working with the Department of Health over the last 2 days and literally putting together a safe way that an Uber driver could take a nurse to get tested, or that an Uber Eats or a loaded person could take a testing kit to predict.
Well, it sounds fantastic, but you were mentioning obviously there's no book on rule book on how this should be done. So, Andile, perhaps what are you guys finding on the ground in some of the practicalities in rolling it out and also getting people to respond, people on board, etc.?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. So, for us already, before the COVID-19 crisis hit, there was already a practical issue around formalizing the kind of people that we deal with, who are the smallest of the small operators, and getting a place like Alex, for instance, to do business with Santon. And it involved a lot of work with experts who understand what it takes for a plumber to go into a business like a McDonald's and provide a service. And we were already in that process of formalizing them and getting them compliant. What we've done is that under the existing conditions is the challenge has been working with government and getting those, getting an understanding of what it takes in terms of an Uber driver, for instance, to be able to safely move a staff member for the government to work and back from work. So that has been a bit of a challenge. But beyond that, there have also been some practical challenges around the delivery of food packs, etc. And part of it for us in terms of dealing with it is we're talking to media groups, right? And we're saying, help us collect data, collect surveys from the public to understand what the needs are of the public, outside of obviously the very poor and the elderly as well. So those are the kind of things that we're involved in. We collect information, we formulate a plan, and then we say, okay, fine. Loaded, for instance, which is an app that delivers equipment around and can assist us there. This is where we need you to operate. Deliver the food packs there, deliver the beds in that place, deliver medicine over there. So yeah, it's quite an involved process.
Brad, can I come in?
Yeah,
with
I think
an example?
Very quickly, Brad. We're going to have to wrap it, but I think quickly give us
a
quick
wrap
of what happens from here.
Two very exciting things. One is the informal waste pickers, and two are the Sweepsouth ladies. 4,000 single ladies who at the moment are out of work. Same with the waste bringers. We're repurposing 8,000 of them to have those moon packs, like you see in China. That when we start going back to work, even now, they'll start spraying the taxi ranks and the places at work and all these things. So we've shifted the original project that F&B was backing, Alex 1000, to COVID SDI Force. And that's really, in a nutshell, what we're hoping to achieve.
Fantastic. We're going to have to leave it there. Brad Fisher, Andile Ramaphosa, fantastic. Congratulations on a fantastic initiative. And I hope we can help you guys roll it out successfully in the next few weeks.
Thank you.